Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An important issue in Islamic punishments is the fact that we find that the hudud punishments, or the punishments which have been fixed by God, there is no mention of jail punishment. We find the whipping sentence, we find the penalty sentence, we find people whose hands have to be amputated in certain circumstances, but we do not find the jail punishment in any of the punishments which have been outlined by the Sharia. And I think that is something very important that must be paid heed to. Now, if we realize the fact that the jail sentence or the jail punishment is something which is a very barbarous thing, it's a barbarity which mankind has invented for its own self. Now, first of all, we find that in the jail punishment, the self-esteem of a criminal is sacrificed. He is made to beg for even ordinary things of life to others. He has to arise, he has to go to sleep, he has to go to the bathroom, and to follow other routines at the behest of other people. This, of course, damages his internal personality a lot. Now, secondly, his own family, his kids, his mother and father, his wife, they all also suffer with him. It's not just the criminal who suffers, but the whole family suffers. Now, one can easily imagine what comes in the minds of children who see their father behind bars, for example, or what goes through pious women who are made to live separately from their husbands. So this is another thing which must be kept in mind, that the jail punishment actually just does not merely punish the criminal, it also punishes the family of the criminal. Similarly, another important thing to realize is that in the jail, people are provided the company in which they perfect the art of hoodwinking the law. Now, instead of being provided with the company which reforms them and rehabilitates them, they are provided with someone, with other criminals that live in the company of other criminals, through which they are able to perfect the art of breaking the law even more, and they become even more better professional criminals once they come out of the jail. And finally, one must also realize that in the case of jail punishment, it is the law itself which fixes the time of when a person should reform himself, even though we realize that the law has no means of ascertaining this. Now, a person, for example, once his penalty is over, he realizes that he has done something wrong. And sense and reason demand that once a person realizes this, he should be made part of the society once again so that he can lead the life of a responsible citizen. However, in the case of a jail punishment, that person is made to starve. He's made to spend even more time than actually he should have spent. He could have realized his folly right after 3 or 4 or 5 days. But then, since the law has fixed the penalty to maybe 2 years or 5 years or 10 years in the cases of various crimes, he must spend that time. This, of course, is again something very inhuman. Now, in the light of these things, it can be said that perhaps because of these reasons, Islam has never included the jail punishment amongst the punishments that it has prescribed for various crimes. And this also gives guidance to us that it's very understandable that house arresting a criminal with his family is something which can be, of course, it can be tolerated. But putting a criminal behind bars for years and years is absolutely beyond, and is absolutely beyond human comprehension. It's a barbarity which human beings have to face in this form, and it should be avoided at all costs. قولوا قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات